You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Archie McDonald joins us now. Today, he has a top 10 list about life in the South.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and boiling hammy, and that's what I like about the South. Tin Pan Alley's version of the South is not just gone with the wind. That South never existed. Much of the nation considered it revealed truth until the 1960s. Phil Harris's fast-paced recitation of That's What I Like About the South and Is It True What They Say About Dixie and Al Jolson's Mammy and Swanee set the stage in the entertainment world for the acceptance of a romanticized image of the South during the first half of the 20th century. Not bad for an Ohioan and a New Yorker. Harris, Jolson, and others were successful because there is much to like about the South. Harris's list of table fare, Jolson's images of mother and home built on the Civil War foundation of composer Stephen Foster, and a post-war lost cause mystique. My list considers a more modern South, one impacted by a Great Depression, World War II, and more than half a century of adjustment. Here are 10 things I still like about the South. Number 10, Harris's love affair with food is transferable. Others might call it soul food. What that means to me is that greens and grits are good for the belly and the soul, and great for the heart if you forego the bacon drippings and the greens and too much butter on the grits. Number 9, cornbread, but don't put sugar in it. Number 8. The garden in the South means growing vegetables, maybe not to apartment dwellers and a few too busy, but many of us watch the calendar for planting time in anticipation of vine-ripened tomatoes and corn on the cob boiled within a half hour of harvest. Number 7. Air conditioning. No one really lived in the South before the Lord permitted this hint of heaven. 6. Conversely, I'm happy when winter's cold allows wearing of sweater or jacket, even when it snows, because it doesn't do it much, and we never measure snow in feet as they do in Buffalo. 5. Contrary to the popular view, the South is the most racially integrated section of the nation. Maybe our de jure segregation had farther to go than others' de facto variety. We didn't always do it with grace, and not everyone is pleased yet. But we have come closer to actualizing the constitutional provision for equal rights in the last 60 years than in the previous centuries. Athletics helped a lot. 4. I like to hear Southerners, some near as old as I, call their sires daddy. South folks say mother more than mom, at least in my family. 3. I love our colorful politicians. I need only mention Edward Edwards and Rick Perry. Number 2, iced tea. And the number one thing I like about the South, did I mention air conditioning?
Let's hear what you cherish in Dixie.
Come with me to Alabama. Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy. That's what I like about the South. Now there you can make no mistake. Where those nerves are never shaky. Ought to taste that layer cakey. That's what I like about the South. She's got baked ribs and candied yams. Those sugar cured Virginia hams. Basement full of those berry jams. And that's what I like about the South. Hot corn, bread, black-eyed peas. You can eat as much as you please.